This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Isabel Benson. Last name, B for boy, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, O, N for Nancy, period. The first name, Isabel, I for India, S for Sam, A for Apple, B for boy, E for Europe, L for Larry, period. Date is October 1, 2024, period, new paragraph. She's a 67-year-old female patient who comes with the history of left precordial chest pain, period. New paragraph. Her chest pain started in July of 2024, and since then it has continued continuously, with episodes of chest pain increasing at times since September 2024, period. So chest pain is continuous, but no radiation and no significant any accompanying features, accompanying A-C-C-O-M-P-A-N for Nancy Y-I-N-G, period. New paragraph. In last 7 days, she took one time the painkiller with some benefit, but no other precipitating features, period. She remains active, and she claims that she can walk 1 to 2 miles, period. When she walks sometime, she would have some increasing pain, but nothing significant, and she feels tired and exhausted after the walk, period. New paragraph. History of COVID, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, June 1, 2024, with fever and loss of taste, T for Tom, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, E for Europe, period. This significant symptom lasted for 3 days, and overall COVID lasted for 5 days, period. In August of 2024, she had a flu vaccine, F for Frank, L for Larry, U vaccine, V-A-C-C-I-N-E, period. The ultimately, she recovered from COVID, period. In last 7 days, she has also noticed at times her symptom would increase on taking deep breath, period. New paragraph. No history of dizziness, coma, syncope, coma, palpitation, coma, bleeding tendency, or a GI problem. G capital, period. I for India capital, period. Problem, period. No history of palpitation, period. New paragraph. C is housewife, period. Her height is 5 feet, and her weight is 130 pounds, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing significant, period. New paragraph. Past history. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, or coma, kidney or liver problem, period, ni paragraph. Socialist, she does not smoke and she does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, ni paragraph. In last 1 year, she has visited V for Victor, I for India, S for Sam, I for India, T for Tom, E for Europe, D for David, Argentina, and one time when she had pneumonia, she was given antibiotic, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period. No pallors, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis pedis, which are not palpable, period, both posterior tibial 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in right superior extremity 130 over 880 millimeters of mercury, and in the left superior extremity 134 over 78 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space and within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and a mid-systolic leak in left lower parasternal area. And in left lateral position, there is also 2x6 ejection, 2x6 ejection systolic murmur after the mid-systolic leak, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph, the other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG is normal sinus rhythm and within normal limit, period. The analysis, the patient chest pain is continuous for 2 months and is somewhat atypical, with at times but not all the time symptom increasing on taking deep breath, period. The no significant worsening of the symptom with activity, period. She does have a stress in her daily life, period. And she's only on atorvastatin, A for Apple, T for Tom, OR, V for Victor, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy. Atorvastatin 10 milligram in the morning, period. New paragraph. In view of above finding, patient was advised coronary calcium score to evaluate for coronary atherosclerosis, period. And she was advised echocardiogram to evaluate for pericardial effusion, period. Also possibility of mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. The new paragraph. After understanding the pros and cons of cardiac workup, that is coronary calcium score and echocardiogram, The patient then decided that he cannot do this workup because of the cost and her financial situation, period. So she refused the cardiac workup, period. New paragraph. In the meantime, patient was advised to continue same medicine and return to the primary care physician for follow-up, period. And in future, if she decides to reconsider the above workup, the patient was advised to contact us ASAP, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, prolonged chest pain with increase in intensity at times on deep breath, period. Next number two, possible pericarditis and pericardial effusion, period. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number four, mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation, clinically, period. Number five, COVID, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David. COVID infection on June 1st, 2024, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.